So one very exciting piece of news to kick things off today is that the camo Crocs that Audrey has been preparing to give to her husband for their anniversary after she denied him at Christmas time. But she
and
turned the corner
birthday,
for,
I think, too, right? It was Christmas.
It was
just Christmas. Mm-hmm. But she turned the corner for the anniversary. The camo Crocs have been given. I don't want to spoil it right out of the gate. Just know that we have an update that's coming later in the show.
I'm thrilled.
That sounds great.
It's been really good.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the free radio.com app.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
So over in Egypt, and they are known for being very understanding, multicultural over in Egypt. I'm kidding. A woman has been arrested for a baking incident.
What do you mean a baking? Was she like
smoking
weed or something?
Indecent cakes. Meaning that she's been, you know, you see a bachelor and bachelorette parties like a dong or a hoo-ha on the top of it. And yeah, so she's been topping her cakes with genitalia and underwear fashioned out of a fancy icing. And we're eating at birthday parties at a sports club. And after the photographs went viral, the baker was arrested and thrown into jail.
What?
There are reports that the party goers, the people that were just there eating the cake, may also face legal action, too.
If I am going to jail because my dumbass sister-in-law ordered a penis cake, we are going to have quite the Thanksgiving.
A top religious body warned that such baked goods were forbidden by their religion. They wrote on Facebook that products featuring sexual representations were, quote, an assault on the value system and a crude abuse of society.
Dave, I have read the Bible. I haven't read it, you know.
You haven't read the whole Bible.
Not cover to cover recently.
I don't
remember any part in the Bible.
This isn't the Bible. This is Islam. So this is the Quran.
I've also read the Quran front to back.
Have you?
Been many years.
Tell me your favorite verse. Do you have a favorite verse that really stands out to you?
Yeah, the second one.
The second one? Which one is that? Just go ahead and remind us.
Thou shalt not bake penis cakes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't remember that.
It's all special to you is what you're saying.
Yeah, I get it. All of them. Yeah. I don't
Do we
remember
even think
that
the Quran says thou shalt?
Or is that just a Bible? Does anyone
I think
else?
That's just very, very
just the Bible
English.
And Shakespeare. That's it.
It's the King Mahoney version.
Yes.
The NIV version. Never did I ever read it.
It was in a drawer at a Motel 6. I don't know why I was at a Motel 6, but I was there. They left the light on for me.
It was nice. You had to go in. The light was on.
Yeah, I had to. But I don't remember anything about lewd bakery items being punishable by jail.
Yeah, this is pretty pretty exhausting because they were just trying to have fun.
Also, how uptight do you have to be to call a wiener cake an assault on the value system and a crude abuse of society?
Yeah, are you
shut up?
Are you
overly
just
dramatic douche?
Yeah, I don't know where you even have
an authoritarian company.
Did I tell you?
It's an authoritarian country using religion to repress people, huh?
Weird.
That's not what that religion stands for.
So some good news today as well. A 17-year-old in British Columbia, who has not been named, built himself a snow cave in the backcountry to shelter himself after being separated from his group in the middle of the freezing cold winter. So if you can imagine, you know, you get lost overnight.
Terrifying.
In the middle of the wilderness.
Nope.
And it just so happens to be in freezing cold weather.
I mean, Canada. Why would you go out in the freezing cold weather like that alone at night? That seems like a mistake.
They were snowmobiling, so.
Still?
I mean, I get, you know.
Some people are adventurous, Mahoney. You know that?
Yeah, and guess where it gets them? In a snow cave, alone.
Family and friends of the teen had returned to a parking lot, but he never showed up. Some of the party of the teen started looking for him frantically, and they started calling in search and rescue. Police eventually located the teenager, finding him in good condition. The young man did everything right after things went wrong, the police said. He got separated from his group, and after multiple failed attempts to get back out of the area, the way he got into it and not knowing the terrain and area, he parked his sled in a wide open area so that way when they're looking for him, oh, there is the snowmobile. Walked over to a nearby treed area, built himself an incredible snow cave to spend the night in. Isn't that something?
Well, I'm glad that he had the wherewithal to, you know, because you're gonna you know, insulate yourself from the elements.
Have you ever been in a snow cave?
I mean, we used to build like snow forts and like caves in them, but I've never built like an igloo.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's very dark, and at any point you're like, this is gonna collapse on me, isn't it?
Probably.
I feel like I'm good at building snow caves. Not great, pretty good. But I know
one wrong sneeze.
Yeah.
And it is coming down on you.
I'm going to pass some gas, and it's going to melt the exact part of the structure.
Yeah. Did you learn how to build an igloo, man? Like,
no.
Would you learn that in the Bible, too?
No. Elementary school. They're like.
Igloos? You were building igloos?
No, they showed us how
really?
Igloos
how?
Were built. You got to have a vent pipe, and it goes down.
That's all.
It's hard to describe if I had a piece of paper.
That's a nice fishing house. What are you talking about?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So how about this? Amazon is saying that they are willing to help with the COVID-19 vaccine distribution. And if anyone can do it, it's Amazon, right? You talk about having the infrastructure. And yeah, can they just deliver to my house within 2 days? Is that possible?
Can the driver
just show up and just hook it up? Dave Clark, the CEO of Amazon's consumer business, said one of the company's highest ranking executives through his letter to the president shortly after he was sworn in earlier this week. As you begin your work leading our country out of the COVID-19 crisis, Amazon stands ready to assist you in reaching your goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans in the first 100 days of your administration. Clark said Amazon has agreements in place with licensed third-party healthcare provider to actually administer the vaccines on site at Amazon facilities. We are prepared to move quickly once vaccines are available, he wrote. This is what you would hope every company in America that's able to contribute
can do their
would
part.
Be willing to do, right?
The infrastructure that Amazon has is unreal. It's become one of the
outside
most
of Walmart,
successful
maybe?
Companies in the world. I mean, some may say even more.
It's got to be close. I mean, you think about the actual number of facilities around the country, and Walmart has a Walmart almost everywhere, and then multiple Walmarts
in
bigger cities. So, there's something to be said about that. But Amazon and their ability to handle logistics, nobody else, and correct me if I'm wrong here, in the history of our country that I can think of, has figured out a way.
The logistics like they have.
Right. I mean, they've done it better than everyone else. So the fact that, you know, right at the beginning of the new administration, Amazon is stepping in saying, hey, we're willing to do whatever we can. And they already have an agreement to bring in people to administer the vaccines at their facilities.
Wow.
It's a game changer potentially. So very exciting stuff, man. I love to see, you know, hope and moving forward. And we all have had this idea that 2021 is going to be our pathway out of this. And we want that sooner rather than later. So bring it on, Amazon.
We are taking my grandma, and we're seeing, like, you know, depending on your part of the country, grocery stores and that are starting to administer the vaccine as well. We're taking my grandparents today to go get their first shot.
Good for you, man. That's super exciting because they've been, I imagine, probably cooped up for about a year
in their 80s. Yeah. And, you know, they have pre-existing conditions and, you know, obviously high on the priority list. And, you know, the fact that, like, we haven't really been able to see them until we had the antibodies after
got
I got COVID,
it, yeah.
And that's not the way I preferred to.
That's not how you drew it up?
Yeah, not really. So the fact that we're, you know, going to see this start rolling out across the country, I mean, this is a great first step. And I think that, you know, Amazon jumping on board, I give them a lot of crap. But, like, if anybody can do it well, I think it's going to be them.
I will support Jeff Bezos today by purchasing on Amazon.
You support him every day, Audrey.
I do.
But today is in honor of him.
It is in honor of him.
It's kind of like when they have National Pizza Day.
Yes.
And you're like, I was going to eat pizza anyhow, but it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, so I'll eat pepperoni
pizza.
Yeah,
there's like seven of them. There's like National Cheese Pizza Day, National Sausage Pizza Day, National Big Sausage Pizza Day.
I've never been to that one.
I haven't been invited either.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's your worst breakup story? What happened to you guys?
Message deleted.
I mean, there's a lot of bad breakups. Aren't they all bad? But the one that really got me and still kind of sticks in my craw is when my girlfriend's mom at the time called me to inform me that she was cheating on me because she had broken into her daughter's diary.
Mm-mm.
And her daughter, my girlfriend, had a list. And there was a name on the list after me.
Oh, no.
Maybe she just had forgotten about that one before and wrote it down.
No, you rewrite the list.
Nope.
Why would you ever even put that pen to paper for
and
that
I'm
list?
Still so confused why her mom would break into her diary and then call and dime her out to me when it's her daughter.
Did she like you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Like, if she didn't like me, it would make more sense because she was, like, trying to get rid of me, right?
No, I think that she was protecting you.
That's what I mean.
I think you should have dated the mom.
Why on earth? She was a looker.
See?
Yeah.
There was your in, right?
You,
there.
You maybe know, she was
do you know what's
really
weird,
That was pre-MILF days, though.
Oh,
that was pre-MILF days.
Yeah,
MILF
yeah.
was, you know,
before
after,
Stifler came along, yeah, you know, yeah. It wasn't acceptable.
It was not.
To hook up with your girlfriend's
mom. I mean, I guess
mom.
There was kind of Mrs. Robinson from
yeah.
Graduate.
Or Stacy's mom, you know.
No, that was, I think that was after, right? Stacy's mom came after American Pie.
It did?
Yeah, because it was.
Are you sure?
That Fountains of Wayne classic? Yeah.
I thought that was
Rachel
Hunter.
Rachel Hunter.
Rachel Hunter. There we go. Oh, yeah, she was. She was in there.
That wasn't very good.
I feel like
an old trolling motor stuck
like
in some seaweed.
I feel like the worst breakups are always like kind of those like first ones where you're getting dumped.
Yeah, the dumped ones.
Like
suck
the first
the most.
One, and then after that, you're like, okay, I'm just fine.
But then as you get older, it's worse to have to dump someone. Would you agree with? Because for me,
it's more complicated now.
Yeah, you're living with them.
Yeah, you've got 18 children.
Yeah, it's way
it's
harder.
It's been COVID.
Then. Yeah.
You have to live with each other. You have nowhere to go. You can't go out in a public and break up with them. Yeah, when you were younger, you could at least do it over text.
Do you have a worst breakup, Audrey?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the one that it was just like heartbreak. You know, it was like my first boyfriend ever. Yeah. I was in high school. He went off to college. I thought that was gonna work.
Uh-huh.
Never does. Yeah. And, yeah, I just got my heart just trampled on because I thought he was going to be my first and only love.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So is it strange I actually enjoy the sensation of drinking, say, like orange juice right after I brush my teeth? It's just a weird taste. A little bitter, but I overall kind of like it.
Message deleted.
You like that taste? Ugh.
I don't mind it.
What?
I mean, I know it's because of my toothpaste, and if I just keep charging forward, that taste will go away.
So with COVID, I lost my smell and taste.
Yeah.
And the only two things that were really messed up for me,
yeah.
Coke in a can.
Uh-huh.
Which
just in a can.
Coke in a can. Like Coke in a bottle was fine, but the Coke in a can tasted metallic.
Huh.
And toothpaste for about 5 weeks. Like, toothpaste tasted like chemicals. It's finally just now getting back to a normal taste. Like, because it tasted like I was, like, brushing my teeth with chemicals. And it's, I don't know if you've ever brushed your teeth with chemicals, Dave. Like,
I
if you
haven't.
Accidentally
no.
put the Preparation H instead of the old Colgate, not a good time.
See, I'm so glad that you know what I was talking about. Because I had it in June, and just a couple weeks ago, it started getting better.
Yeah.
It is January.
A couple of weeks ago, like. Currently, like,
yes,
it took you a solid 7 months
yes.
to get through.
Wow. And mine was toothpaste. Mine still is Coke, all Coke product, anything that's like carbonated. Baja Blast, can't drink it. Devastated.
Have you tried cocaine?
I have not tried cocaine.
I like how she stumbled a little
bit. Yeah,
she
thought
like,
about
did
it.
I?
Wait a minute. What month is it?
Please leave a message.
It was the preparation age.
Do you guys think that a battery powered car is better for a road trip than a good old classic?
Message deleted.
What?
Yeah.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So you guys have probably heard about that guy that got poisoned by Putin and the Russians and then ended up healing up.
He got poisoned twice.
He got poisoned twice. But the most recent time was just a few months ago, and he was in a coma for a while, and he was in Germany.
Almost died.
And he almost died, and then he decided he was going to go back to Russia for whatever reason.
Well, he's making a point, man. He's a very brave... I don't know if I can think of anybody who has more balls than this guy on the planet right now, because he's going back to almost certain death.
It's Alexei Navalny.
Yep.
And he went back to Russia, and they, of course, arrested him right away, detained him. He's the opposition leader over there, so he's had a thing for Putin for a long time and showing how corrupt he is and everything else. Well, after he got arrested, he released a film that he had been working on that showcased Vladimir Putin's palace And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that Vladimir Putin had a palace.
Nor
did
I.
Many people didn't, including people in Russia. You know, Vladimir Putin really wants to appear to be a man of the people.
I mean, riding around shirtless on a horse, playing hockey against kids.
As we know, he's an amazing hockey player, by the way.
He is a good hockey player, and he can ride a horse, and he can take his shirt off, so he's got that going for him. But he's an evil dictator.
Yes, one of the worst on the world.
And much of Russia, very poor, very food insecure, don't have the medicine that they need.
And he has stolen hundreds of billions of dollars. Putin, when we talk about Elon Musk or Bezos or Zuckerberg or Bill Gates being the richest
man. Those are people that we know.
No, that's
fortunes
that's
that
money
are
on paper.
On paper, right?
That's money on paper. The money off paper, Putin is the richest person in the world by far because he's stolen hundreds of billions of dollars.
From his own people.
Yes.
So let me tell you about his palace. So he's got a palace that has a price tag on it of $1.3 billion for his house. And the palace's interior features a strip club, a spa, a theater, an arcade, and a casino.
Can we envision Putin playing a video game?
Right.
And enjoying it.
Here's what's something interesting is the main game room features a version of Dance Dance Revolution built into the structure.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's great. I wonder if Putin's land on his feet.
He's got like a whole Dave and Buster's in there.
He's got
a theater.
He kidnapped
Dave and Buster's.
My guess is it's not for him.
Yeah, probably not. But downstairs in the bunker or the basement of this palace, there's an underground ice rink and a church. You know, to pair nicely with the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
The Alexei guy claims to be in possession of leaked floor plans for this this lavish property, and so he was able to release basically the blueprints of it.
100,000+ square feet of pure just. I mean, just think of the most gaudy, expensive stuff you could think of and pipe it in there, and it is. And I mean, he's got an area that is several thousand acres. It's a huge portion of. Yep. It's actually bigger than the town that it's near, is how big his compound is. There's like a nuclear bunker there as well, like a 200-foot bridge.
It's crazy.
Insanity, and that is the money that has been stolen from the Russian people.
Just a small piece of it.
Just a small piece, yeah.
So
when we think that things could be bad in this country?
They could always be worse.
They could always be worse, and that's why we should not support dictators.
Well, so over...
Or dicks.
Right, or taters.
Yeah.
Unless they're tots. Unless they're tots.
Not,
tots
not
are cool.
Sweet potato tots.
No. Don't you surprise me with sweet potato tots.
I support dicks.
You do?
Sporting goods?
Okay. So speaking of dictators, there was some thought that there may be a real problem with the Chinese billionaire Jack Ma, who's the guy that founded Alibaba. Mm-hmm. He's also one of the richest people in the world. If you're not familiar, he's the Chinese version of Jeff Bezos. So Alibaba is what Amazon is here in the United States.
Except for Alibaba does... They make stuff.
Yeah. Alibaba, a huge company. Well, Jack Ma has been missing for months. So he made some comments that angered Beijing, and he was talking about their banking system and everything else. You're not allowed to say bad things about the government over there, even if you're a billionaire. So he, again, disappeared for months. Well, thankfully, he has resurfaced because there are some people that were...
He got sent to a re-education camp.
Yeah.
Is he talking? Is he saying anything about where he was, what he saw?
No, but when he was discovered, he went on to praise China's poverty alleviation efforts and vowed to help rural teachers. So... Maybe Mahoney is right that he was, quote-unquote, re-educated.
Uh-huh.
He just vanished in November after criticizing the state banks and regulators. And the next thing you know, he pops back up and he's like, you know what? I just really want to commend the government. And you're like, seems like a weird thing to say.
Here's what's crazy, though.
So sad for him.
And again, circling this back to the U.S., you know, once things get normal again and we're able to travel, there are two countries that I will never go to because I fear... Things that we have said on this program could land me in prison there. China and Russia are those two.
Why would you want to go to China or Russia?
Well, there's Shanghai and Hong Kong.
Well, Hong Kong has changed a lot in the last 6 months to the government basically stealing Hong Kong back in China because of the coronavirus.
Yes.
They leveraged the pandemic.
Well, and because there were people in the streets.
Well, you remember all the streets.
Oh, yeah.
All the street protests.
And they were just... You know, the secret police and the police there just horrible. But yeah,
okay,
those
so no,
are two
no,
countries.
No Russia, no China for you. Could I suggest Canada? And let me explain why.
I don't know.
cocaine bananas
have arrived
in Canada.
I have called them America's hat many a time. I don't know if they're going to.
I feel like that's fine.
Have you ever been to Canada?
That's a compliment.
Nah. Canada is awesome.
No, I know, but
really
it's just cold.
And they love American boys. I don't know what it is. It's just like every time that...
Really?
Yeah, every time that any of my friends have gone to Vancouver or Toronto, they're like, the Canadian
love
chicks
us?
Love... It's like, it's
I
like,
don't believe
it's
it.
Like an Australian guy coming to the United States.
Oh, it's one of
is
the...
How they, is how they've phrased it.
I don't believe it. Those guys are gassing you up, man. I don't believe that. Nobody finds an American accent to be sexy.
They didn't say anything about the accent. They just like American guys for whatever reason. Anyway.
Because they're corn-fed.
On top of that, they also have cocaine bananas in Canada. Okay. They arrived at a grocery store after a mix-up from Colombia. They concluded a two-year international drug investigation after finding nearly two dozen bricks of cocaine in bananas shipped to grocery stores back in February of 2019. The packages weighed about a kilo each. The packages were later confirmed to contain coke. I mean, this is why you can't do coke while you're working with coke, right? Because
yeah.
You ship your coke bananas to the wrong place,
to the wrong grocery store.
They say that
the wrong maintenance company.
Yeah. So the experts say that there was two shipments that would have introduced 800,000 doses of crack cocaine into the Canadian illicit drug market, so they were very happy to have busted.
Is it just me, or is it just imagining crack in Canada? I never put the two together. I mean, I know it's everywhere in the world, but I'm like, Canada doesn't have crack.
Canada doesn't seem very methy to me.
No yeah. Meth.
I mean, I think there is a lot of meth up there in the more rural areas.
Really?
Yeah. If I was, you know.
I mean, wouldn't you be like, if every day we hear some story from Florida about bath salts, meth. Something.
Well, isn't Calgary
literally
Canada's Florida?
Calgary's Cowtown. So Calgary, much like where it's actually located,
yeah.
It's just like much of the Midwest, you know? It's just
there's
sort
nothing
of,
around there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of farms and.
But I thought
like,
I always
like
hear crazy
casinos.
Stories coming out of there.
Out of Calgary?
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't feel like I ever hear any crazy stories
coming
nothing.
Out of
Canada.
I mean, like they.
Other
like,
than that one crack smoking mayor in Toronto. Everyone
he's
else is totally.
Now.
I know he died.
Rest
but
in
his
peace.
I think his brother's running the town now.
Rob
too.
Ford's brother.
Yeah.
They put him in charge. His brother in charge. That's how cool Canada is. They're like, yes, you were actively smoking crack while you were the mayor of the city.
And it's fine. It's fine.
But let's put his brother in charge now that he's dead.
Sure.
Why not?
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Everybody loves a good old school fast food freakout. I mean, from a safe distance, right? Like through the radio or on the internet is just fine.
Or in a booth across the restaurant.
Yeah, I imagine being like in the middle of a fast food freakout probably loses its charm pretty quick.
I've been involved in one or two of those.
I would imagine that that's probably accurate.
I mean, not me personally, but
you've
know,
been
I mean,
present.
I like friend fighting yeah. a hobo.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't you, even though you've told that story numerous times on the radio. So in this case, we have multiple freakouts from multiple fast food restaurants. There are little clues. So obviously, every fast food restaurant has its own distinct flair, right? And they do that on purpose. There are some things that blend in between them. But let's see if you guys can figure out which restaurants these fast food freakouts happen in. Okay, so again, there's little hints that are in this. I'll give you the setup. I'll play you the audio, and then I'll give you the multiple choice of what it could be. Ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. I've got three. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Here we go with fast food freakouts. First up is a woman who is upset that her order was wrong.
I don't know who is so stupid you can't read English. It's not hard. I'm really angry, and I'm sorry I'm yelling.
Okay.
I'm really upset, but you did it once, you did it once.
Okay.
And you're still wrong.
Okay,
it's not hard. This is burgers. This is not rocket science.
Okay. Give me 1 second, Miss, okay?
I've got all the way home and back again now. You should get a light and you should cover me because I'm really, really cool. Sorry, I have to cool down.
I feel like that lady is dealing with something in her life that is much more significant than her fast food order.
She's taking it out on these employees, for sure.
She's going nuts on them, but you can tell that she doesn't really want to, but she just can't help herself. What restaurant did that happen in? Was it A, a Burger King, B, a White Castle, or C, a McDonald's?
Audrey,
I heard Audrey first, yeah.
Audrey, for sure.
What do you got?
Burger King.
No.
No.
No. She is way too calm to be in a White Castle. That is a McDonald's freakout.
It is not. It's a White Castle. There's a White Castle.
Actually happened in a White Castle. Yep. Yes.
She's way too calm. That is the appropriate.
She's too calm. I think she's tippy toeing into character.
No, no. When you're in a White Castle, it is usually
you got to go all out
crazy. Yeah.
See, that was just a normal complaint at a White Castle. Like if you want to get like your issue rectified, you got to flip the counter.
I want to know how they messed up a White Castle burger.
She probably had a really complicated
also
order.
Why are you eating White Castle when you are sober, lady? That is your
that's on you.
That was like
in
the middle of the day too, like probably at 11 right when they opened up.
So no point on the first one. Here we go on to number two. This is a man screaming at employees in the drive-thru lane, which is again very bold move because I don't know where you're getting with this, but here we go. Number two, dude screaming at employees in a drive-thru lane. So I don't know if you caught that. He said he works down the street and he's a manager too.
Mm-hmm. He is.
But he was having none of it. Was that A, Burger King, B, a Carl's Jr., or C, a Wendy's?
Audrey.
Oh man, that was really close. I heard Mahoney.
Okay, Mahoney.
I believe that was a Wendy's.
Yes.
That man knows his fast food.
I mean, since Dave Thomas has passed,
things have just gone downhill.
It's a different world in some franchises.
It really is.
You're not wrong. All Wendy's used to be great.
They used to have carpet inside.
They did. And
do you remember that?
They used to have the those little peppermints at the salad bar. You know what I'm talking about?
They used to have a salad bar.
And you could take however many you wanted. And I remember we'd go there after church on Sundays. And I would load up both of my pockets.
Hell yeah.
Just bulged.
They forgot about me at the Wendy's over here the other day.
Who did?
The Wendy's.
Oh, the Wendy's did.
They forgot about me. They're like, pull around. We'll get you your food.
Oh,
I waited 15 minutes out there.
Oh, dude,
I tried calling them, too.
The Wendy's is closest to the radio station. Sucks.
Oh, it's so bad.
It sucks.
So bad.
I won't go there.
You put too much mayonnaise on everything, which... It's hard for me to say because I love a bunch of mayonnaise, and your nuggets are cold.
They're always cold.
Everybody's got good nuggets there. Never like
soggy fries.
Nobody was happier than Audrey and I when they brought back spicy chicken nuggets, and they have been a
huge disappointment.
Right there at that one.
This is a fast food freakout happening right now.
I still go there 3 to 4 times a week, but I hate every time I go there.
Let's go storm the Wendy's.
You know what the biggest freakout is, though? When they tell you to pull around and there's nobody behind you.
Nobody.
Nobody has even pulled up. Nobody's even ordered.
Because they're trying to save their little timers.
Yeah,
what's
I
going
know,
on
but
here.
I don't,
yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't want to participate in your
that's,
Wendy's
that's
games.
That's on you, man.
But this one does have a line wrapped all the way over to
the
grocery store right beside
it. But I'm just saying, don't make me pull around if there's nobody behind me. That is garbage.
You see why we're doing fast food freakouts? Because we are all susceptible to just freaking out ourselves.
One moment. We're dancing on a knife's edge.
That's right. So here we go on to number three, third and final one. This is a man arguing with staff about filming them. Here we go.
Hey, bro, can you make my double quarter pound or my double, please? Yeah, that's all I'm looking for is my double.
Sir, can I talk to you? My district manager's on the phone, and you're not allowed to do that, sir.
I'm in public domain.
No, it's a private,
not when I'm here.
God, I just hate that guy based on his voice.
Oh,
don't you?
Oh, so
oh, God.
He has got a...
She's like, no, this is private property.
Yeah, I'm in public domain.
Mahoney, I'm going to call this one. I'm gonna shoot my shot.
Okay, go
I'm
for it.
I'm going to shoot my shot.
Go for
I
it.
Because I got it.
Go
We're
for
taking
it.
This one home. That was a McDonald's.
No.
What? Dude, no. It's in the audio. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I thought he said double quarter pounder.
He corrected himself.
Is it a Burger King or a Jack in the Box? Congratulations, you played yourself. Audrey for the win. Burger King or Jack in the Box?
A Burger King.
Yeah. Audrey wins.
Yeah, I did. I shot my shot.
She tied with me.
Hard in the paint.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So this is not going to surprise you guys. Meth is still a massive problem. Obviously, throughout 2020, the world was focused on everything going on with the pandemic.
Math is also a problem.
Math is also an issue for a lot of people.
A lot
of
people don't know math.
But rates of meth overdoses in the U.S. increased fivefold from 2011 to 2018. And obviously, that doesn't even factor in because the data is not available yet for 2020 when a lot of people were isolated and... we've heard numerous studies published about people that have had dependency issues in the past.
Yep.
relapsing because loneliness or isolation or a combination thereof. Meth-involved deaths rose on average nearly 30% per year in the general population across the country. Experts say the racial disparities of these findings highlight the critical need for community-specific approaches to addiction prevention and treatment in order to advance the goal of health equality and overall health for the entire country.
Rehabilitation is so important.
Yep.
Yes, but also I feel like we're seeing that number shoot up. Because I think that, you know, right around that time is like we really started to notice that there was an opioid crisis in America and they started cracking down on that. And obviously that's why we saw heroin shoot way up. But also, if you couldn't get your hands on heroin, you know what's a lot easier to find than heroin? Meth. Yep. Meth is everywhere. Yep. And so I'm not shocked that in that almost 10 year span that we saw those numbers shoot up exponentially. It's a real problem here in the country. You know, it really, really is. I don't know what we do to combat it. Because it's easy to make, and it's readily available.
Yeah, it's not an easy problem to solve, right?
Yeah,
I mean, because it's all over the place, and especially...
And no matter how much you tell people, hey, here's what happens when you do meth, and you show them...
The before and after pictures, and how quickly it happens, too, you
real
know?
Real quick.
Yeah, it's like a couple of months' time, and next thing you know, you're peeling your face off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all your teeth are gone.
So, tell me what you feel about this, Audrey. Sarah Thomas, I don't know if you're familiar with her name. She is she's doing her sixth NFL season as a female official, and she is going to be the first female to officiate the Super Bowl in NFL history.
I think it's amazing.
That's pretty cool,
I think
right?
that we've had a very historic year. We also had one of the NBA coaches, I think it was, who stepped in.
She stepped up for Pop when he was out for the Spurs.
Yeah.
So but we've also seen female coaches not just be there, but also thrive, and I thought
Washington
Pop's
Redskins or a Washington football team, too. Like, I mean, I feel like it's
49ers
amazing.
Yes. had that defensive coach that has broken the barriers. There was that young lady in college football who was out there kicking a field goal. And
She didn't really do very well.
Well, with the kickoff, she didn't. But she kicked a field goal, right?
She
it's history. She made it.
It was
she
history.
It.
But you know what, though? Whenever I watch that, as a woman, whenever I watch that, and they were like, congratulations. And they just keep showing this kick over and over and over again. I'm like, she made history as what? For having the worst kick ever? Like, it's so
well, it was a squid kick, though. I mean,
if it goes in, it goes in.
Yeah, it's intramural.
It was bad.
I don't know why Sarah Thomas would want this job, though. I don't understand why.
Well, because it's the top of her field,
no, Dave,
right?
I don't know why she wants to be a referee. I don't know why any guy wants to be a referee. It is the most thankless job.
True, true.
Because you get it right, okay, you're doing your job. But even when you do get it right, half the stadium or half the fans still hate you because it's against their team.
True.
So you're hated by pretty much everybody at all times.
It's like being a parking meter monitor. You know what I mean? Like the same people who get parking tickets. So they just hate them.
The difference is
that people hate parking maid meters, and the parking maid meter is not the coolest person at the family barbecue. If you're an NFL referee, that's pretty cool.
So, okay.
I mean, if you're an NFL fan, right? I mean, if you got a little niece or nephew or whatever, they're going to think it's awesome that you're out there on the field with
Unless
Tom Brady.
You bet Nobody's that game, like, they cost you money in.
No, your 7-year-old nephew's mad because you burned their parlay ticket.
That's right.
But no, history being made, Sarah very, Thomas is going cool. to be the first female official for a Super Bowl.
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
It's in Tampa. It's at Raymond James
they're
Stadium.
Are they going to have people there?
Of course they are. It's Tampa. Yeah,
they're going to have 50,000 fans.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
So poor pharma bro Martin Scorsese, he has lost a second bid for early release after claiming being in prison was affecting his mental health and making him more susceptible to coronavirus. If you recall, his first bid to get out of jail, Martin Scorsese, just a little backtrack here.
Cure COVID, right?
Well, before that, the reason he's in jail is because they had some proprietary.
They bought some proprietary stuff for, I believe it was insulin.
Yeah, so for like EpiPens,
yes.
and then he raised the price. Was it like 6,000?
It's not insulin. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so they raised it like 6,000%, and I mean, obviously, this can be like life saving medicine that people need. It's not like something
like,
that
even if you
recreationally
yes,
taking.
Nobody's like, you know what I want a hit of. That EpiPen.
Hit me with that EpiPen. Let's party.
Yeah, only when you're swelling and your breathing stops and you can't
stay alive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So again, he raised the price of that like 6,000%. That's why he ended up in jail in the first place. His first bid to get out of jail is he was saying that he and he alone could cure the coronavirus.
Okay.
So he would be the savior of the world. Mm. They were like, yeah, pass. And now he's saying, it's tough on me mentally and I'm more susceptible to coronavirus. Pro tip here. If you don't want to have a difficult time dealing with being in jail, don't go to jail.
Don't be a criminal.
Yeah, don't do terrible criminal things.
And
yeah.
as soon as he gets out, I'm pretty sure he's getting bitch slapped by the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's right, because he bought correct. That album and then never released it, didn't
no,
he?
No, you're not supposed. They weren't allowed to release it, but he disrespected the Wu-Tang Clan, and you don't disrespect the Wu-Tang Clan.
What?
You got to protect your neck.
What did he do to the Wu-Tang Clan?
He bought the one CD.
I remember that.
He was talking trash.
He talked trash about it?
Yeah. Said it wasn't very good.
You son of a...
These liquid swords are coming at you.
You bought the one, you know, the one copy of the album, and then the rest of the world didn't get to hear it, and then you trashed it?
Yeah.
And no one else gets to hear it. Only him. Only him and the Wu-Tang Clan know what's on that album.
Unless he gets coronavirus in jail.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So what is that little thing that somebody does for you? Maybe it's somebody that you know well or you work with or a significant other, or maybe it's a total stranger. But the little things that are done for you in life that really, they just warm your heart. You know, you're like, man, that really makes my day so much better. Michael on Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, when my foreman buys me lunch, really shows that he cares about his crew and we all work harder because of it.
Oh, I love that. Whenever you're, I don't know if it's validation, but whenever you're told by your boss, whenever you've been busting your butt, hey man, great job. I can tell that you've really been working hard. That's honestly, I mean, raise would be nice, but that's is amazing.
You were
another nice pat on the back.
At least for me, I know that if I am in a situation where I'm working for a good boss, because Dave and I've had some really bad bosses over the years, but right now we've got a really good boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's much easier to work for a very good boss
absolutely.
Than to work for a very bad boss, no matter how much money you are making.
So one cool thing that our company did over the holidays is they wanted to support local businesses. And so they decided that they were going to go and do these buys for a bunch of gift cards because a lot of businesses, obviously restaurants and bars, et cetera,
close down and they reduce capacity. Depending
yeah.
on
and
where
so
you
it's
are.
Really yeah. tough on a lot of these establishments. And so they would go out to different businesses here in the city and they would buy like $5,000 worth of gift cards, which is huge for a business, right? Just out of the blue, somebody walks in and buys
$5,000, yeah.
and it's gift cards, which is the best thing to sell
yes.
because sometimes they never even get used, so it's just free money,
yep.
right? But they gave all of those gift cards to employees as kind of like a Christmas bonus.
It was great.
Meanwhile, it was paying back the community at yeah. the same time. It was really cool, but that would be a great example of something that was unexpected. And they were just like, hey, we wanted to give you guys this as a thank you for all of your work this past year. And it was for the entire staff, which I thought was really cool.
That is cool. And I think we've worked for, you know, our company became another company, you know, but our previous company, I don't think we ever got like a bonus or a
like a surprise Christmas bonus.
So that was it was a nice thing. As soon as I got out of the hospital, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go get me some fajitas.
I ate at that place 5 days in a row.
Did you really?
5 days in a row.
Did the gift card hold up all 5 days?
It did.
All right.
It was awesome.
Good for you, man. Kirsten said, my parents, lovely Wisconsin people, always go above and beyond with Christmas gifts. I told them to help out our community. This year, they gave $100 to the food bank, and they were matching donations at the time, so it was 600 meals to hungry kids, and that makes me so tearful.
You know, when there is a corporate matching donor or a matching donor for a lot of these food banks, it's amazing how far they can stretch a single dollar, you know?
Yeah. Jessica said, when my kids help with cleaning the house. They finally learned they need to do their chores first before they can leave the house, but it's the little things. Like
acts of service is underrated.
My four-year-old, she's about to be five, like she'll mimic her mom sometimes and just start cleaning up, and she'll get like the little cordless Dyson and start walking around and vacuuming, even though it's twice as tall as she is.
No,
and
you
it's
need
just
to get a real. Wait, no, she's using a real vacuum.
She's using a real vacuum. Oh, yeah,
amazing. I was like, screw the like, toy, get no, her a real vacuum. No. She's pretending.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, baby, that's so sweet. You missed a spot. Audrey, you recently did something that was a small act of kindness. You uh-huh. allowed your husband to not just get camo Crocs for the anniversary. He asked for them for Christmas. You shut it down. The anniversary, obviously, just a few weeks after Christmas, and you caved and you gave him the camo Crocs.
I did.
How did he react?
So it was, I can't ever surprise him. And I surprised him, which was really great.
You used my Amazon account.
I did because ours is linked. And I was just so adamant about him not getting these camo Crocs. Every time I would see them in his Amazon cart, I would delete as fast as I possibly could.
Yep.
You're a horrible person.
I know, but they're awful. But he's been wearing them around the house ever since in sport mode, and sprinting around. And yeah, I mean, he's like a little kid whenever you go to put him on.
It's like
a
brand new bike. It's like getting a bike on Christmas.
It is.
Not to get too personal, have you allowed him to, while wearing the camo Crocs? Because you did make a comment about that.
Well, she said put him in sport mode.
You said the one thing he's going to want to do is put him in sport mode and bang me.
Gosh, no, but he does keep turning on Cotton Eye Joe.
Hell
and I'm
yes.
like, this what who have I booked, like made you become?
Does he do the kick dance, like where you kick one leg out to the side? And
God. Wait, no, I'm not talking about with the camo Crocs on. I'm talking about like before when he wants to do sexy time. He just keeps going back into this, like, I don't even know. We are from the South. We're from the city South. We're not from like.
If he wants to put on the camo Crocs and some Cotton Eye Joe and he needs somebody to hook up with, just have him
call
shoot me a text.
You. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So, what is a little thing that really means a lot to you? Andy said, for me, it's when somebody takes a few minutes out of their day to help me learn something I didn't quite understand before. I was fortunate to land a full time job in a new field. That's completely new to me after being laid off from my old job thanks to the pandemic, and I work around some great people who take a few minutes out of their day to teach me how to do something that I would have otherwise been completely clueless in.
I like that, you know, because
yeah, it's great.
There's some people, like when somebody new starts at your job, you're just such a, you know, why do they hire somebody new, blah, 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 and then they go out of their way to kind of be grumpy or rude or just unhelpful.
Yeah.
And the people who help out, it's like, you know, I like that. You know, you don't have to do it, but you choose to do it. The little act for me, from strangers at least, is when I turn on my blinker, you don't speed up.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because Michelle said something similar. She said, I just appreciate when somebody lets me merge into the zipper instead of speeding up and blocking.
Zipper merges. You're supposed to go to the end on a zipper merge.
Yes, you're supposed to go.
That's how they work.
And then like a zipper. One at a time.
Yes.
Just everyone merges together, just one at a time. And
they have done thousands upon thousands of like scientific research projects for this. The zipper merge works if it's done right. But the problem is, dumb people, they're like, they're not getting in front of me. I'm not letting them in. That's just very annoying.
Tony said, when a friend says, I know, you know, blank about whatever subject it is, I just trust your opinion. Not really an act of kindness, but an act of trust, a warm and fuzzy feeling. When somebody just doesn't question everything that you have to say about everything.
Well, I think that goes if you're not a misinformed person. I feel like you have to be smart in order for me to put that trust in you.
It has to be
second guess you if you say dumb stuff.
This one texted over to us at 833-YO-DUMMY. Kyle said, I love it when out of the blue, my wife just starts rubbing my feet or my back after a long day at work.
Oh, that sounds so
my
nice.
Hand gets so tired rubbing feet, though.
Do you guys, does that happen to you? Like your significant other just like starts randomly rubbing you?
She'll ask me and then I'll say no.
I have to look at my husband and just scream, physical touch is important to me.
But man, it hurts our
hands.
Because
it's not important to him.
Our hands, it's just like, that's why I don't like my wife to do it, because I know, like, I would feel bad, like, that I don't want to reciprocate.
Exactly.
No, but like, it's even just like a hug, like a random hug.
Oh, a hug is different than a massage. Like, I've told my wife does not like the massages at the spas or wherever. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like, I love those. I'd never get to go because
she doesn't like it.
She doesn't like them.
Huh.
I'll go with you.
But she likes it when you rub her down?
Nah, I mean, I don't know.
You don't try.
You've never gotten a review from her?
I mean, I don't give massages. Like I said,
out of five stars.
Hurts my hands. Like, I get like right in the middle of your hand, you get that like little, it feels
you
like carpal tunnels
like,
developing.
All parts of your hands, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can use not just your thumbs.
She's fine.
Rick said, my son decided one Christmas he wanted to do something for the homeless portion of the population with a chunk of his Christmas money. So he ended up buying a bunch of hats and gloves with the money that he got for Christmas and drove around downtown handing them out to homeless people when it was cold out.
That's
which
amazing.
Is really, really sweet.
That is a great.
Speaking of
good
this,
parenting, great kid. Like, you know you're raising a good kid who is willing to give up their Christmas present.
Something that really warms my heart is when I see people going out of their way to help people. Maybe they're homeless or whatever the situation may be, but they're not filming it.
Yes.
They're not there doing it for the gram or for TikTok or whatever because they want to be a hero. Like, I hate it. It's like, oh, look at, I bought this lady an apartment. You're like, all right, cool. But you know what would have been a lot cooler is if you didn't put it on TikTok.
No, it's the when you do it for like somebody who's homeless and then it's like you film their, like, you know, they're sad or they're happy, you know, it's like the tears. But like, to me, that's just so kind of degrading. Like, I like the act, but I don't like, I feel like you're
virtue signaling.
You're exploiting their emotions. Well, and like, it just feels dirty.
And imagine if you were in that situation where you were homeless and somebody comes up to do something nice for you, but they have a camera in your face the entire time. You're like, could we not? Is it okay if we not?
Yeah. I'm with you on that 100%.
Arlene said, I don't know who does it, but I've tried to catch them. Somebody every week pulls all of the neighbors' trash and recycling bins up to the garage doors. Every week,
yes.
Every house, yes. It is so nice.
Is that nice or is that passive aggressive that you haven't pulled it in quick enough?
No, if they're doing it for all of the houses, that's nice. That's really nice.
Growing up in the Midwest, a big thing for us was neighbors mowing your lawn.
Or shoveling snow for the elderly.
Shoveling snow. The guys would be out there first thing in the morning. Many times it was still dark and somebody would go out there and shovel the old lady next door down the street's driveway for her.
You know how many old people die a year from
shoveling?
Yes.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot.
Yes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want maintenance. Like, I'm never going to do,
you're never going to shovel anything or mow another blade of grass?
Never again.
So add that to the list.
Same with jumping.
Jumping and running. Okay.
Yeah. But I will pay a young person in my neighborhood to do that.
Man, you're not even 40 yet.
You are a young person.
Man, you see my Apple Fitness, man. You know what my heart rate gets up to?
Mahoney went on a walk yesterday, and his heart rate was like 194.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
Ian, you're fairly dead inside, but what is something that makes you really appreciate a small gesture? Like, what's something that you really appreciate?
Honestly, small gestures for me, I really enjoy in conversation genuinely making people laugh. And people honestly laughing, because there's a lot of times, especially with, you know, people we sometimes hang out with, we're characters, so we do the fake laugh occasionally just to appease somebody. But when you get an honest laugh out of somebody and they compliment you on it, that, in my opinion, is the best present anybody could give you.
That and remaining in a conversation.
Yes.
Because there's nothing that is more frustrating than when you're having a conversation with somebody and they're just looking at their phone.
Or
looking for the next person to talk to.
Or they derail. They derail the conversation.
The worst is when you're, let's say, like a business conference or something, and you're talking with somebody and you can tell they're looking over your shoulder for somebody cooler to talk to.
Yeah.
That ever happened to you?
That's every conversation for me.
None of them are tall enough to look over my shoulders.
That would really hurt my ego, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
Oh, man.
Those people always flame out, though.
Garbage.
Like, there's garbage people, and everyone can spot them a mile away.
But it's like you're wasting my time. Like, you came and you introduced, or you started this conversation, and now you're...
Now you're too cool for it.
Okay.
The thing for me is it's always almost kid related, because, you know, having kids and having three kids is a lot. So when people go out of their way to do little nice things, especially when we're traveling, is such a huge, like, you go in front of us in the line, or, you know, can we help you with this, or don't worry about it. You know, if it's a gate agent, you know, worrying about like a bag being half of a pound overweight or something like that, like those little things mean a whole lot to me. And then the other one that I see almost every day is just watching my wife with our kids, because, you know, having three little kids,
she's superwoman.
Going to the store for me is almost unconscionable. Like, the idea of me taking all three kids to the store and being successful. Yesterday she went to Costco with all three kids and said that they were a dream.
Really?
Like, had a great time at Costco.
That's crazy.
With a 9-month-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
And she said it was like a playground for them.
I would just run around Costco if I were a kid.
You're going to get destroyed
at Costco if you... I mean, the problem is kids are small.
Kids get mowed down by those carts.
It's not like a normal, like, grocery store cart. That's a super... That's like getting run over by a tractor trailer.
No. That's like a freight train.
Yeah.
Because, like, once it's going, you can't stop it. I don't know if you know this, but it takes 2 miles for a Costco cart to stop.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm a Sam's Club guy. I don't know.
If you get hit in the back of the leg with one of those sleds, the sled ones.
Oh, yeah. Just take your leg clean off. Yeah.
See you later.
Yep.
Never walking again.
Audrey, what is it for you? What little thing?
Oh, man. I've actually was thinking about this for the last 2 months. So here's the thing is my love language.
You're a big love language person.
I am a big love language person. Words of affirmation and physical touch and acts of service.
Yes.
So physical touch and acts of service are like my tied seconds, but I really do like it whenever Andrew will be like, I love you. You look great.
See, you're
let me give you a hug.
You never believe him, though.
I never get it. So that's why I'm like pining for it.
I tell my wife every day how pretty she is and how great she looks. And she never believes me. Not once. And I'm like, I'm not like I'm a superficial son of a bitch. I wouldn't be lying to you.
Yeah, I'll tell you when you start looking like garbage.
I'll tell you when you look like me, yeah. She never believes me.
I bet she loves it. The day that you would stop, she'd be like, where's my compliment?
I can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. Anthony has a good one here. Honestly, just a smile and a hi to a stranger when they return the gesture. You know, like if you wave at somebody in the neighborhood and they wave back and they seem like they actually mean it.
Yeah.
Not because, like... Not the people that sit there and stare at you and kind of glare, and then if you wave, they give you the
Are you driving too fast though?
Never. Me in my neighborhood? Never.
Because so, I give the stare if you're driving too fast.
No, because now I'm the guy who will yell at you for. I got three little kids. You can't be speeding through the neighborhood.
Well, I don't want to get hit either.
You're only worried about you.
I mean everybody.
You could take out a Hyundai. You'd be fine.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This is Andrew, and Audrey got me the camo Crocs for our anniversary. They have been got.
Message deleted.
Was that actually your husband?
Yes.
All right.
I love that so much.
He's so excited.
See, they just have been got.
It's the little things, Audrey. Yeah. It's like, man, we are simple, simple beasts. We feed us.
Bang us.
Get us camo Crocs.
That's all. That's all we want. Yeah.
See, but the thing is that I feel like I had to like when you're fishing, kind of like, pull it back, and then put it back out.
You're fly fishing, so you're making a dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Making the camo Crocs look really great.
You were teasing him with the camo Crocs, huh?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Because I didn't want to have to spend any more than $40 on our anniversary. It's like, oh God.
What did he get you for your anniversary?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Hmm. That seems like a pretty big swing and a miss on
that
his
voicemail.
Part.
He got her that voicemail. Whoa. Content.
There we go. I can arrange content.
We're going to dinner. We're going to dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I could arrange a boudoir shoot for him. Him and just the camo Crocs.
Just the camo Crocs.
I got the bearskin rug already. You know, we could, you know, if you're looking for something that maybe hang over your bed.
One strategically placed camo sock.
No, I'm totally good with anything else camo entering into my home. If one more camo thing enters in, I think...
You won't know he's there.
I will be able to feel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where are you? Where's my husband? Who
Please
knows?
Leave a message after the tone.
Hey, how did those people back in the day just build a house? You know how some people are all like, my granddaddy built this house with his own hands.
Message
They
deleted.
Ordered it from Sears.
Yeah, no, they just ordered all. It was all prefab from Costco. Yeah,
no, I mean, no, legitimately, I'm not making that up. Like, Sears used to be able to sell houses.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was pretty common.
And horses. You could buy horses and houses from the Sears catalog back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like you...
Horse houses.
Oh, ooh, that's called a stable.
A horse house?
You said horse, right?
Yeah. But it rhymes.
Back in the day before the internet, before we wasted our entire lives messing around on social media...
We had skills.
Yeah, worrying about what strangers think. We actually used to, like, do stuff.
Yeah.
Build things.
I feel like I could have built a log cabin.
No, you couldn't have.
Man,
you played with Lincoln Logs once, and you thought you could build a cabin. That's
also
not the case.
Son, get out of the toilet, please.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why do I have so many pint glasses? You want to know why? It's because of people like you guys who used to give them away at events or random bars that gave them to you after a shot of some crappy whiskey. No more pint glasses.
Message deleted.
Wait, what? He's complaining about pint glasses?
You're complaining about free pint glasses that you get as like promotional items? Then don't take it, dope. Just say no.
So it's changed a bit because my wife has laid the hammer down. But when I was in college, my entire cup collection was all promotional cups.
All beer cups. It was, we still have them.
Yeah, I mean, beer cups and shot glasses from random places. And then even the plastic cups that I just use for water or whatever, it was all old McDonald's, like the big plastic McDonald's cups.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah,
and when they'd have like a special promotion with like the flicker sticker on the side or something, you know, like the sturdy ones. And I had that thing for years.
No, we don't have any of those, but we definitely have just so many like Guinness cups or just some like small pint from like a local brewery in here right now.
Yeah, like St. Patty's Day 2007.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
From the bar I used to wear Tin Roof.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like we have so many, way too many cups.
And traditionally, you know, it's like you never realize that you need shot glasses because every time I open up my because it's. I got a cupboard there where the pint glasses that are mismatched and where all the shot glasses exist in my kitchen.
Yeah.
But you never realize, like, when you're trying, when you have a decent amount of people over in non-COVID times and you don't have enough shot glasses, then you got to pour a shot in, like, a wine glass for somebody. You got to have, like, that's.
You have to have enough shot glasses.
You got to have enough shot glasses. I feel like you got to have at least a dozen shot glasses in your house.
We have a lot, and they are very mismatched, and it's like a Ninja Turtle one.
Hell yeah.
I'm down for that.
I think that's the only one I can remember.
That's the only one you need.
She drinks a lot.
Here's what's making news.
So it happened last night. Somebody hit Powerball in Maryland, which, Ian, you mentioned it just a moment ago. As far as we can recall, I don't think Maryland's ever had a big winner like this, right?
I was looking through big Mega Millions winners and Powerball winners just over the last couple of years. Yeah, Maryland, not many
I'll
hitting
be honest,
tickets over there.
I don't know much about Maryland. I always confuse it with Delaware.
Really?
Maryland's basically a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You got Baltimore, and that's it.
Yeah. Crab cakes.
See, I was like, Maryland Monroe?
So Mega Millions is still floating around out there. $741 million for a single ticket in Maryland. You know what I'm curious about is if the person knows yet. Like, if they woke up this morning and found out the news, or maybe they're not even awake yet.
It's sitting in a glove box somewhere.
Sitting in a glove box, sitting in a pair of jeans. They haven't even checked it yet. And then all of a sudden, they get word when they wake up this morning, the winner was sold in Maryland. Everyone in the entire state is frantically looking for their ticket that hasn't already checked. Well, and somebody today is going to find out that they just won nearly three quarters of $1 billion.
But Dave, there's two. So you've got the huge amount of money, the $700 plus million. But then there's a match five plus power play that's also from Maryland. Do you think
it is
the same person?
I mean, because
that's another $2 million right there.
Doesn't it suck for everyone else if it's the same person and the person that just won the additional $2 million doesn't even care? They're like, whatever.
I still think you're still pretty excited about an extra $2 million, even if you won $740 million.
Maybe.
I would be.
Those are just the dumb millions. That's where you could do dumb millions.
I told you.
That's the millions that you give to your friends.
Or I'd get it all in nickels. For no reason.
Pennies.
Yep.
Well, you know what I said I would do?
Just have a Chevy Tahoe full of nickels.
I would take $1 million in ones and set them on fire and then put it on YouTube and make even more than $1 million with the views.
You think that would work?
No,
I was going to say, I feel like some YouTubers probably already done that.
I don't think it's illegal to set American tender on fire.
So it's probably fake millions.
Yeah.
Speaking of the lottery, the Mega Millions drawing is happening tomorrow. So tomorrow at 11 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, and $970 million.
It'll probably be over $1 billion, though.
Cash option for the drawing tomorrow night, the cash option is $716 million.
So
the cash option.
You're probably paying $250 to $300 in taxes.
You're walking with $500 million in cash.
Maybe a little under. But still.
In that range, yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden you have more money than Larry David and Seinfeld.
Isn't that something?
Well, maybe not Larry David.
Did you guys watch any of the inauguration coverage last night?
I did not. I was busy editing photos for the show.
The New Radicals?
Oh, I did watch that.
The guy, he still has his hat. We were wondering if he was still going to have his little fishing cap, and he sure as hell does. And I think that he actually brought back the original band members, because nobody's going to go out and hire a bunch of like 53-year-old bass players to come and back
him up. His drummer looked young.
But I didn't even see the drummer. But the New Radicals played. Foo Fighters, Justin Timberlake, I mean, Katy Perry. Did you see the fireworks show?
I mean, it was insane. It was beautiful. I mean, the fireworks done incredibly well. I thought
Jake Tapper on CNN said he's been in Washington for 30 years, and he's like, I've never seen a fireworks show like that.
Lady Gaga, you know, Lady Gaga, her performance, and
that
J-Lo's
little girl that did the poetry as well.
Oh, she set social media on fire. Headband in a bun.
She did an interview with Anderson Cooper as well last night, and just really fascinating young lady. You're like,
she's the youngest poet laureate.
How old is she?
22.
That's crazy.
She's 22 years old, and she is so taking the poetry world by storm. Yeah,
so sharp.
So did you see what the Foo Fighters, we posted this on our Instagram. If you're not following us, go give us a follow. The Foo Fighters dedicated Times Like These, their inauguration performances to America's unshakable teachers, and I love that so much.
He has been standing up for teachers since the beginning
teacher,
of COVID.
Right?
Yes,
his
family
mom
is
a teacher
all
for
educators.
35 years.
Yes,
yeah.
And he has been standing up for the education program, for educators, since the start, well, forever, but really during the pandemic, hardcore. I love Dave Grohl. He is a superstar, a rock star, and I think that more musicians should just take a look at Dave and just take some notes.
Dave Grohl, and I've said this many times before, and I'll say it again, greatest living rock star. I mean, we're talking about there's a lot of great rock stars that are out there. I'm not even just talking about the modern rock stars. I'm just saying the greatest single rock star right now.
Right now.
Suck up, McCarthy. Oh,
yeah. For real.
Yeah. Actually, I like Paul McCartney.
No, he's great. He's just not,
Dave Grohl.
Mahoney, did you also see that someone was rocking those Dior Jordans? It was Kamala's niece's husband.
Yeah.
Like $3,000 Jordans.
Weren't those the
I feel like Kamala's niece is going to be really annoying.
You think so?
Well, because she was trying to like profit off of her aunt's image already, and then like tell her, hey, you can't do this. She's like trying to like
and now
license
her
image to try to do like, I think it was like headphones with Dr. Dre or something.
But you have to get the okay from Kamala before you even have
well,
that
you're not
happening,
allowed to profit
right?
from your position of in government in the private sector while you're holding office, even though some people forgot that was
a thing.
So this is some good news. There's been some questions about this, but Pfizer has confirmed that their vaccine is effective against this new strain of COVID-19. So we were talking earlier today about how Amazon is stepping up and they're saying that they're willing to help out with the distribution and actually giving people the shots to the new administration. But there's been some concern that this new strain that's been found first in the UK, now it's in the States as well, and South Africa and other places, that it could be immune to the vaccine, which would be a nightmare because it would essentially be hitting the reset button on all the vaccination efforts. Not the case. Pfizer saying our vaccine is effective against this new strain.
Well,
so
good.
I love hearing that, and I love that we're going to get this process going, even though, you know, today is day one, and we heard some not great news that there was, like, really not a federal plan in place for distributing the vaccine.
Yeah.
But they are
a little shaky.
They have said, I mean, one of the first things they said yesterday after the inauguration is that getting this vaccine out to people is, number one, taking care of this pandemic, making sure that we get Americans healthy and safe. Like, that is leadership that we need. And because you know what? Whether you agree with their politics or not, we all can agree we would like to get back to a normal life.
I would like to go back out without a mask eventually. Like,
wouldn't that be nice?
We've almost cracked up on
to
a
Disney.
Year.
Yeah. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. And not World, because World sucks.
You want to go Disneyland?
Yes.
World sucks compared to Land. In World.
Land is 1,000 times better.
I went to World every summer for years.
I went to neither because I was poor.
I never went to any.
Screw you guys.
That's why I'm going as an adult to make up for my childhood.
So Philip Rivers, one and done in Indianapolis. You probably saw this news, but Philip Rivers, you know, 17 seasons in the NFL.
He has nothing left to prove.
I mean,
he's not going to win a Super Bowl.
First ballot Hall of Famer. Had actually a good year this year. Yeah. You know, made a run in the playoffs and everything else. He's only, believe it or not, 39 years old, which is pretty unbelievable.
Because he's got 17 kids.
I mean, not really that far. He has 9 kids.
Yes.
Nine children. But Philip Rivers has been so wildly entertaining. I mean, everyone that's, you know, has been a fan of the Chargers over the years. I mean, he was the guy there, obviously. But Philip Rivers, like you said, nothing left to prove. I am going to miss Philip Rivers on the field, though, because just in the last couple of years, I've become aware of how much of a dad trash talker he is. Where, like, he doesn't curse at people, but he's always out there barking at everyone.
Us?
Yeah.
Frick you.
And it is.
Frick you. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so young in life, right? Just 39 years old, but 17 seasons in the NFL.
Feels like he's been playing forever, yeah.
I hope he gets a commentary gig. I don't know if
he'd be good, though.
I don't know if he'd be good at it, but I at least want to hear it.
He'd be, like, colorful. Like, I feel like they're. I like the commentators who have a lot of energy and spunk behind them, and, you know, you can learn a lot of that stuff.
Romo set the bar too high.
Romo set the bar. It'll be interesting to see what Drew Brees does, because he's going straight from being a quarterback for New Orleans to he's already signed with NBC.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to be a and Drew Brees will be phenomenal. Like, he's excellent.
Smart guy, yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of the new thing, right? You have. Yeah, the kind of the original one is Troy Aikman, obviously. You know, he's been doing it for years now. And
Chris Collinsworth, Dave.
Well, but as far as quarterbacks, go, yeah. I mean, I guess Dan Fouts from back in the day.
Yeah.
He's had a good run. But Troy Aikman is like on all the big games.
Yeah. And he's
on
not
Fox.
Just a talking head like, you know, Howie and Terry.
He's good with his analysis. Tony Romo. Jay Cutler.
Romo has got the crown right now. You got to snatch that crown from Romo.
But Drew Brees, I think I'll be excited about that. But I at least want to hear Philip Rivers.
What about just giving them like their own show? Put them on their own show, just like all like the Once Upon a like football heads.
You have to have a straight guy. You got to have somebody like you got to have a James Brown. You got to have a Kurt Menefee. You got to have a guy who's leading.
Yeah, Jim Nance or I know you hate Joe Buck, but I mean somebody like that to help to guide things along.
Of course, just put him in the middle and then have everyone just chaos all around.
You want a whole bunch
fire.
Of them.
Oh
see,
yeah,
I just want 5 Jay Cutlers,
just all smoking.
Smoking.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present. Missed connection inspection.
So you got to shoot your shot, right? If you're looking for love, sometimes you have a brief encounter with somebody and you want more, but you don't know how to find them. And so you take to Craigslist and you post. And sometimes it works. I would say most of the time it doesn't, but at least you're giving it that go. Because, Mahoney, we've taken a solemn oath here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to help people find love in whatever means that we possibly can. And so we're just taking some of these messages that are out there, and we're trying to amplify them. And these are, you know, different messages that have been posted on message boards around the country, but specifically, obviously, in the cities that we're lucky enough to broadcast in. So I think that maybe we have a shot at making some real connections here.
We put our hands over a stack of your dad's old Playboys and penthouse letters.
That's right.
And swore that we would help these freaks get the freak on.
This one is entitled, If You Remember Us Both Trying to Use Crutches as Stilts. I really miss you. I miss the time that we spent together in your yard, just hanging out, being silly. Those days seem to be long gone. I'm just wondering what happened. I would like to hang out with you again, but a little more than just a friend or a coworker.
See, this seems like they were friends as kids, right? Because who's trying to use crutches as stilts as an adult?
Kids, young adults, you know, I mean.
Meth heads.
Hey, you did say coworker, so maybe early 20s-ish somewhere.
I'm thinking that, yes. The one that got away.
Yes. I mean, have you ever tried to use crutches as stilts? Because I have. And you fall
on
your face.
Very difficult to do, yeah.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Nada in our chat said that crutch story hits close to home. Well, maybe. That's somebody looking for you, perhaps. This one is entitled Late Night Pantsless Scooter Ride.
Hell yeah.
I was bored at home and ended up roaming around aimlessly all night. I asked you if you were cold when you were renting the scooters. You were the only people I encountered who appeared to be having fun. I hope more people like you are still out there.
What kind of scooter do we think? Do we think this is a moped or a Lime?
This seems like a moped, and this has moped written all over it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Lime.
Really?
More of a communal thing.
Maybe.
If you've never ridden on a moped with a stranger, you haven't lived.
I haven't.
It's frightening. You don't know if you're going to make it out or not. And
just riding a moped even by yourself is frightening. You don't know if you're going to make it out. But with somebody else that you know terrifying, with a stranger,
what kind of sexual thrill are you getting out of that, Mahoney? Yeah, right? My God.
Well, am I riding in the front or the back?
Well, depends what kind of mood you're in, how many drinks you've had.
Also, could you imagine your obituary having to mention that you crashed and died of a moped?
No, I would say a motorcycle. I would totally make whoever is riding that obit lie.
Skydiving accident, something.
Yes.
Swimming with sharks.
Peacefully in his sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the middle of the road.
Anything
after being run over on his moped. So this one is entitled Emma Who Loved My Dog.
Aww.
Sushi Deli, waiting outside for an order, long wait. You love Vinny. We loved you. We want to be friends with you. We will be nice to the screamers. Let us know if it gets to you. Order for Jade.
I don't like that he keeps saying we.
We.
Because.
You feel like that's multiple personalities, or is he talking about him and the dog?
Him and his dog.
I
get
him
and
his doggy, and I don't like you.
Also, the we loved you, and the fact that you know that there was an order for Jade, and What does it mean that we will be nice to the screamers? I'm so confused.
It's poetry, Dave.
It's
poetry.
Not.
Is that poetry?
Yeah, this guy was actually going to write this poem for the inauguration, but they went with that other girl instead. Mm.
They didn't have the headband.
What a mistake. This one's something. We'll pay cash to help find Devi K. Long story short, I met and hooked up with Devi K some years back.
Debbie or Devi?
Devi, D-E-V-I-E.
Devi.
I had her contact info, but I broke it off after the first night due to different pending relationship. Mm-hmm. That pending relationship no longer exists, so I need your help. I'll pay someone $100 with info that helps me track her down. Last name or phone number will help. All I know is her name is Devi. May not have spelled it right. Her last name starts with a K, I think. Might be married now with the same last name. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. She was a middle school English teacher around 2016. Fifth grade, maybe? She is roughly 27 to 34 years old. If you know of anyone that comes to mind, please email me. Much appreciated.
So you know nothing about this woman.
Well, he knew some details that I actually had to omit from that.
Like what?
Just more personal, like, kind of stuff. Like, full name of, like, her dad and, like,
well,
yeah,
if you know
that
her dad's name, just go to the internet and Google that.
Also, dude, she boned you 5 years ago. Like, move on.
And you,
And then you broke it off.
You big time.
Yeah.
But he wants to track her down. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, the phrasing.
I don't like it at all.
This one is entitled Woman in Quick Trip. Was in Quick Trip earlier and saw you shaking your butt to Working for the Weekend while it was playing. Very cute. That's all.
I like this one. If you've never been to a Quick Trip, they're like the, in my opinion, the best gas station in the country.
This one's just entitled Andriana, and it said, you live next to a pickle factory. You did painting. We went to casino and other places.
That's it.
That's it.
Pickle factory.
How many pickle
I'm
factories in.
In
the U.S. are there?
That's it.
What do you think? Over, under, 30.
Do you think that anybody... Oh, gosh.
Oh, under. There's not a pickle factory in almost every state.
You don't think so?
No.
You think we're importing all of our pickles?
I just think that there's like a couple of big-time pickle factories that can handle it. Why don't you look that up?
Dave, why are you in the pocket of Big Pickle?
That's not a big pickle in my pocket. All right, so I've got two more for you. Do you want the really, really weird one last?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll give you just the weird one first. It's entitled, Looking for the Guy Who Used to Buy My Used Underwear.
Oh, gosh.
And?
I'm 30, by Chubby Jock Build, had a guy who used to buy my underwear. You were very nice and respectful, but definitely a dom. Very hot. Looking to do it again. Hit me up with what you like and want. Mostly boxer briefs, but I can do what you like. That's nice.
Who's buying a nice offer? Who's buying dude underwear?
This guy. There's one guy.
And also, who describes himself as a chubby jock?
This guy. He's 30 years old, by, and he's got a chubby jock.
What does that even mean?
Oh, no. Well, actually, this is cub jock build, so that means he's a little bit
little bear.
Youthful in the face.
Oh, so yeah. I thought he just missed a. I thought he just missed an H in there because he misspelled by as well. So it is.
Did he say he's B-Y-E?
He said B-U-Y-Y. Bye.
I'm kind of bye.
I'm kind of bye.
I love it. Oh my gosh. But I love so much that you thought he was just a chubby jock.
Chubby jock.
I'm not good at the internet.
This one is entitled, Woman That Used to Kick My Balls. And the entire write-up is, looking for that woman that used to kick my balls.
That's it.
I'm not that woman, but I'll come kick your balls.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put on a wig and wallop you.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
You guys, I have got some fantastic news. I mean, obviously, this has been a year where a lot of people have gravitated towards music over the last 12 months with everything that's been going on. And we've you know, even though people have been locked down in their houses, they haven't been able to tour. There's been some musicians that have really turned out some great music during the quarantine period. And now we have what I think is the peak of the mountain.
What's that?
Amanda Bynes has announced that she is now a rapper.
Do we have audio of her rapping? Is she better or worse than Bad Baby?
They're,
I like Bad Baby.
Okay.
Is she worse or better?
I will let you guys decide, but this is a sneak peek of her new track.
The teaser that dropped?
Yep. It's dubbed Diamonds, and she released the teaser on her personal Instagram page.
Can Amanda Bynes even afford diamonds right now?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Yep.
Let me play you guys a clip, and you can just tell me what you think. I got 17 seconds to play for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Bad Baby's a better rapper.
I like the beat.
Do you?
Nah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. That's like your most basic. Bad.
That wasn't even rapping.
Would you call her
Diamonds, Basic Vines?
Basic
Vines. She kind of had like a British accent in there too.
When I first listened to it,
it sounds like Seinfeld. That's
I didn't even know that was her.
She was saying diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my wrist.
Did she say something about a fish too?
Yeah,
put him on my fish.
I believe she was talking.
Is she talking about a vajazzling?
Maybe a cocaine reference. Yeah, that fish scale.
Diamonds on my neck, on my wrist.
Wait, is that what that means?
She has no ad-libbing.
Wait. They weigh cocaine with a fish scale?
Okay, do I have to explain cocaine?
I don't know.
Okay,
this fish
scale is what they call really, really pure cocaine. It's almost it almost looks like a crystal where it's not stepped on so much with like baby laxative and stuff.
Well, hang on.
You're saying scales
fish scales.
But I thought you were talking like
the thing that you like weigh a bass with.
Oh, what? Yeah.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, I was like, are we weighing diamonds on a fish scale?
I don't know if I had a bunch of cocaine, I would want to put it somewhere where a bunch of fish have been.
Yeah, it seems,
that seems unsanitary.
I'm gonna steal all my cocaine.
Please enter chat at twitch.tv/David Mahoney said she's spitting sad mumbles. She is mumbly sad. And her tattoos, man. Have you seen her eyebrows?
Dude, she's Woo! Unwell.
Those eyebrows
they
are
need to get her
terrifying.
Help. Yeah. They do.
She turned the corner there. She was doing much, much better.
She's going to the Fast Institute of Technology, but it's a constant thing, man.
And there's people who are obviously seeing her as some sort of payday and who are, you know, encouraging this. And it's sad.
On the flip side, Halsey is doing pretty well for herself.
Yes, yeah, she is.
She just plunked down $10 million for a 5-bedroom mansion in Calabasas. 26 years old, new house, 9,659 square feet, spread out over 4.75 acres. Almost 5 acres in Calabasas is
An obscene awesome. Amount of space.
She had an amazing past 2-3 years in her career. Good for her.
Good for her. At 26 years old, buying a $10 million house.
See, I find her to be
what?
Very talented. I like her.
And she is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Like, she can do anything to her hair and anything to her face, and she is still stunning, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Her new home, recording studio, library, wine cellar, home theater. On the outside, a sanctuary area with a koi pond and waterfalls. See, everything but the koi pond sounds
great. If you
were
rich, Dave, would you have like one of those like fancy ass, like you walk into those like nice fancy houses, they have like the glass wine cellar?
Yes. See, that would be the focal point for my house.
But I don't think it would be, I don't think you should get one of those.
Why not?
Because I'd feel like it would just be empty.
All the time, empty.
No, not if I'm super rich.
I feel like you still
I would have a butler just for my wine. I would have a what do they call the sommeliers?
You would just live in there?
Yeah, so I put a cot in there, you live there, you make sure as soon as
sound
I
like a bottle, horrible boss.
I'm going to be a terrible boss, but man, we'd have a fun time over there.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
These are all real things that Mahoney has done in his life, and they're from behind the scenes, so none of us actually see it happen because his wife is the one that shares these facts with us. And so she shared them exclusively with Ian, so Audrey and I have no idea which is which. Only one of them is made up. Two of them are totally factual, which is pretty unbelievable.
And they all sound ridiculous.
They are very ridiculous. Mahoney's laziness knows no bounds.
Efficiency, Dave.
Sure.
A young man. When I was a young man, an old man told me, work smarter, not harder, young man, and you will succeed in anything and everything that you do. And that has paid true, or rang true, to this day.
That man was Galileo.
You've even gotten lazy with your lie. I mean, it used to be you were hiking through the mountains somewhere.
We're getting to the meat of it.
All right, so let's go, Ian. Let's hear these three ridiculous things.
These are the most disgusting Lazy Bones Mahone stories I have ever heard.
Really?
Lazy Bones Mahone's. This is the Towing the Line edition. Story number one. Let's face it. Grooming has never been a priority for Mahoney. He washes washes himself fairly frequently, but manscaping and grooming are not his focus. This, unfortunately, includes trimming his toenails. I don't think he's trimmed them since around Halloween. No, seriously. And thus, they've gotten a bit long and sharp. On a recent walk, his toenails began cutting into his other toes, and his socks began to get soaked with blood. He sat down on the curb and asked me to walk home, get the car, and come back and pick him up, which I did. And he had zero shame about any part of this incident.
First off, I don't think my wife knows what manscaping is.
Oh, I think she does.
I think she does.
I don't think you do, my man.
Oh, no,
obviously.
I buzz that bitch.
Buzz it more, please.
Yeah. It's not just the twig. There's the bears.
Oh, whatever, man.
I think that's totally true.
See, that? I don't know. It sounds like it could be true.
He told us
he's
earlier in the
stuff
week
like this
that
before.
He's...
I feel like he would have mentioned that he started bleeding bad enough, though, where it soaked his sock.
He said that it bled.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I missed that. I wasn't
don't
paying attention.
To me.
Yeah, it's because you're boring.
He said that it bled and that he was he immediately had to lift his foot up, actually, to cut his toenails into the toilet.
Oh, God, this is so gross.
Okay.
All right. Story number two, even grosser. Once he got home and showered, he trimmed his bothersome toenails to reduce pain during future walks. The problem is, he only cut the toenails on the foot that was bothering him, and he left the toenails on the other foot long. As you can imagine, the same issue with the bloody socks happened again a few days later and with the same outcome. Me walking home by myself to get the car to come and pick him up, and he still hasn't trimmed them. You can check. How about no? That's story number two.
I want to see the toes.
I
want to see the toes.
Wait. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Should we do it now or?
He's taking his socks off. Is there?
Is he nude from the ankle down? How are they trimmed?
Those are trimmed.
What about
those?
These
are not. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Put your
They're
foot
so
down.
Long.
What is wrong with you?
I am so angry at you.
Why would you only cut your toenails on one foot?
Because because here's the thing. I had to cut them on one toe or one foot because they were bleeding pretty bad. The other one, I didn't shower.
You already had.
You got to
cut
them when they're soft.
Up.
You got to cut them when they're soft.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. They're toenail
clippers.
And
so you haven't showered since.
No, I have. I just don't like bending over.
Oh my God.
Okay, that was.
And they're fine. They're fine.
They're
fine.
Not. They are, I'll tell you right now, they're not fine. Your wife's even telling you they're not fine. How many other people do I got to tell you? Dave, were those fine?
No, I'm calling the National Guard.
Yeah,
this
look at the look of disgust on Dave's face right now.
I can't even.
This is so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Put that sock back on. Hurts.
All right, that was story number two.
It hurts.
Yeah, my quad.
Oh, my God.
Get my leg up that high.
Let's round it out with story number three.
Barely lifted it.
Mahoney does trim his fingernails more frequently, which I do appreciate. This past weekend, he trimmed his talons in the bathroom, and little did I know, he threw the discarded jagged nails on the tile floor of our bathroom. I found said nails with my bare feet as I walked through the bathroom in the dark. Very John McClane. I thought maybe a scorpion was stinging me, but upon turning on the lights, I saw that I'd walked through fingernail shrapnel. I stood in disbelief, staring at Mahoney, who was relaxing in bed, and said, quote, "Baby, I thought you vacuumed the floors on the weekends." That
first off,
are your three stories for lazy
so
first
off,
bones, believe it or not.
First
so
off,
mad.
This is
first
disgusting.
Off, I didn't throw them on there. Just occasionally, one shoots off, or two shoot off,
and
then you can't find them.
So seven thick shoot. And so sharp, she thought she was getting stung by.
She was half
a
asleep.
Scorpion.
She was half asleep.
This is so gross.
All right, so
so we have.
You have to pick
so we have,
I don't even know.
Number two is fake.
All right, so remember
because if he cut himself up a second time, then you would think that it was the same process where he'd at least go home and have learned his lesson and cut his toenails. Toenails on one foot, as we just saw, if you're watching along on the live stream, which I apologize if
Twitch.
You are.
I have chills down my spine. I'm horrified.
We saw that his toenails are still talon-like on one foot.
So angry.
I think number two is fake. Final
number
answer.
Two is fake. Audrey?
I have to. Dave's answering for both of us because I can't even think.
Okay, you guys are both saying number two
yep.
is the fake story. Both of you are incorrect.
Dang it. What the hell,
Believe
man?
It or not, she said number one is the lie. It's all true, except I wouldn't get the car, and I made his ass limp home.
Oh, she is the real MVP.
She's the winner. She is the winner.
My toenails are fine.
There's nothing.
No, there's nothing fine
about
no.
your toenails.
No.
They're fine.
No.
That is a crime against humanity.
Do we have to? I will hold you down and clip your toenails right now. If there is, does anybody have any?
No, and I can't. See
I will
that.
Find some.
I
right
will
now.
Only clip them that. Out of a shower or a nice long bath.
Well, you're disgusting.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
The hero we didn't know we needed. Weed is going to save us all. A huge cannabis medical breakthrough. It's revealed that the drug could kill superbugs and save 10 million lives a year. The main non-psychoactive component of the drug can kill off bacteria in gonorrhea, could lead to the first new class of antibiotics for resistant bacteria in 60 years. Isn't that something?
Wow. Ooh,
researchers have also discovered that other parts of the cannabis plant are effective in killing off the superbug MRSA found in staph infections, bacteria infections. It may also be used to treat diabetic ulcers and wounds. So weed could save the day.
I love how modern medicine is. You know, it's thank goodness that there are smart people out there who have dedicated their lives to science and medicine and are doing amazing work with things that we probably 20 years ago never would have thought possible. Did we ever think we would hear the words weed could save
10 million lives a year? Yeah. Probably not, yeah.
Thank God.
So, Mahoney, we spent a lot of time talking about your toes this morning. Mm-hmm. For those that are watching along, I apologize. He has been posting pictures of his toenails that They're are my, out of control on only one foot.
My OnlyFans blowing up right now, man. I'm raking in that money up for them toesies.
Well, so 3 years ago, a guy named Simon Charlesworth found himself deeply unwell in the hospital with a flu-like symptoms. He also had pneumonia and sepsis.
Oof.
He spent 10 days in an induced coma and further 4 weeks in ICU. Despite surviving, the 61-year-old's nightmare had only begun, went on to endure 2 years watching his toes turn black and fall off one by one.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
Quote, my wife refused to sleep in the same bed with me as she didn't want to wake up with a detached toe beside her. To be honest, fair. Some what? Had come off in my hand while applying lotions, some in bed, by far the worst. Some have come off in the shower. Can you imagine putting on your socks in the morning and thinking, I'm not sure that toe was there last night. Simon said he felt isolated and alone. Dealing with this condition, medics didn't really know how to treat it, so he is set to undergo corrective surgery on the remaining stumps this month. But because of everything going on with the pandemic, has to put a stop to that. The last of his 10 toes finally dropped off in December of 2019. A moment of strange relief, he said.
You call them stumps.
That's what it said.
If you don't They're have stumps. Toes, yeah. what would you call a club?
Yeah. A club.
I mean, the guy who kicked the longest field, or formerly had the longest field goal in the NFL, didn't have like a bunch of toes. Oh my God, Ian's showing us a picture, and it is horrific. I mean, the fact that this gentleman was in his 60s and survived sepsis and
pneumonia
at the same time is pretty amazing. So, you know, maybe some toes falling off is a decent side effect.
Could have been worse, question mark?
Could have been worse. Yeah. I mean, better your toes than your fingers, right?
Yeah. So when I was a young man, for first week, you guys ever have first week? You get done with high school and you'd have that first week where everyone would go down to the beach?
Like senior break?
It was after.
Senior trip?
Yeah, it was basically like a senior trip.
Yeah,
but it was
just
like
it senior trip.
Senior trip, whatever. Same thing. First week for me, always at Myrtle Beach, even after.
I feel like every, in the Midwest and the East Coast, is always, it's like Myrtle.
Well, Myrtle Beach is fun.
Or Daytona.
How about this? So they have one of the big observation wheels in Myrtle Beach that's like a Ferris wheel, but they have the little enclosed containers, right?
So you can't fall out.
And it's better for physical activity like having adult relations, which is what one married couple did. Lori and Eric Harmon, both 36, charged with indecent exposure after they were arrested, filming themselves getting it on inside of a glass gondola on the Myrtle Beach Ferris wheel and then posting it on a porn site.
They don't need to worry. What's in the vaccine?
Other videos depicted them having relations in a community pool.
No!
Cool idea, Eric.
Gross.
Lori was seen in recordings exposing herself, going number one on a vending machine and inside of a public elevator.
What?
These people
and
are gross.
All this happened
Lock
in Myrtle Beach, right? Like,
Lock
what are you doing?
Up.
Like, don't...
Like, peeing on stuff
like,
for?
It's one thing if you're...
Peeing on my... I'm trying to get Funyuns, lady.
Yeah, and then I gotta worry about your gross pee being all over my Funyuns.
See, this is why the community, like if you live in an apartment complex and you get, you know, you're like, oh, let's go hang out in that hot tub. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
And you know what? I'm concerned for her. Her,
like, it's one thing if you're doing it, but like if you're peeing on stuff, that is just.
Oh, that's where you guys draw the line?
Yes.
So having sex in the observation wheel, that's fine.
Whatever.
But peeing on the vending machine, that's it. That's enough.
I mean, because we've all got. There's no upside. I mean, like if you get it on, like you're getting it on and good for you, I'm glad you're getting your jollies. Would prefer
you're
not
horny or something. You can't control yourself.
Would prefer that you don't do it in a place where like a family is going to get into it afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
But at least you're uploading it to a site so other people can enjoy it as well. There's an upside there. You peeing on a vending machine doesn't do anyone any good.
I am not putting on hand sanitizer after like touching the little
to
get my bunions, and then I got pee fingers.
And then you said your bunions are stuck, and you're shaking the machine, and all of a sudden there's pee splashing everywhere.
There's no fun in that.
That's not fun. That's not good.
There's just yuns.
That's not a Mountain Dew.
Just yuns.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So first up in today's Redneck Report, man, the horse whisperer has really gone downhill. This is a Florida man. He is behind bars after deputies say he tried to break into a local ranch to free the horses. As the horses were being corralled, the owners told deputies they saw a man driving the owner's truck, according to the sheriff's office. Authorities say the owners asked him why he opened all of the stalls. The 55-year-old told them he didn't believe the horses should be caged. The man also told the owners that he tried to mount one of the horses to ride it home, but it got away from him, so... Yeah, this guy.
The horses shouldn't be caged, but you should be able to ride one.
Yeah, you should be able to ride one without a saddle, and then it just takes off on you. Cool.
If you've never seen a horse bite somebody, it is horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, big-ass horse teeth, I mean, like, can just snap your arm in a second.
That's what the reboot of Sex and the City is going to be about.
Stop.
I'm kidding. Come on, she's lovely. So this is indeed a scary incident. A 31-year-old man changed his clothes and hid in the woods while his friend went out to their car at 5:30 in the morning. He attempted to scare the friend by jumping out of the woods, and his friend pulled out a 9mm and shot him in the stomach.
Seems about right.
What? Jeez. Why are you going to spook your friend that you know is carrying a piece? A helicopter had to be dispatched to get him to the hospital immediately, otherwise he would have died. Whether or not charges are going to be filed remains ongoing because deputies are like, well, I mean, you did hide in the woods.
Change your clothes. And
jump out to scare him at 5:30 in the morning after what I imagine is not the beginning of his day.
I imagine
he's probably been up partying all night.
Been all night bender for sure.
Razor said, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. That could not be more correct, my friend.
I feel like just hearing that clack, clack would be all somebody would need to just run.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not cocking a 9mm. You're just pulling it out and shooting somebody.
No, I'm just saying any gun.
Yeah, I mean,
like, if I have a shotgun, that's what I'm going to, like, I'm not going to come out with a 9mm and not have, I don't want to have to shoot somebody.
You just want to cock it.
All day.
Yeah. So that escalated quickly. A naked man attacked riders on a subway and then died of electrocution amid a brawl.
And he touched the center rail?
Authorities say the naked man grabbed the third rail, electrocuting himself. And after he got totally naked and started attacking people on a subway. He ended up on the tracks of the subway line. The suspect allegedly pushed the first victim onto the tracks in an unprovoked attack, police say, as part of the initial report. When a witness lowered down onto the roadbed to assist the victim, the naked man attacked them as well. It was during the scuffle the second victim was able to get away, but the suspect, he died.
Good.
I mean, I wouldn't say good, but
well, no,
if you're pushing
somebody into the subway and then you attack somebody trying to help them and then you die, the world is not the world is better off with you not here. Like, that is crazy. I don't know about you, anytime you've ever ridden a subway in New York, I'm always like, constantly.
You're on guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are always a few seconds away from some crazy ish going down.
I feel like I don't think I'm strong enough to pull myself up.
Oh, if you went onto the tracks, you're just like, well,
I'm going to get hit by subway, and that's not how I want to go. I want to die via subway sandwich and heart disease.
6 or 12 inch?
18, baby.
Oh, you're gross.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I stepped on my cat this morning, literally like stomped on him on accident. He did that crazy scream that cats do and gave me the craziest look. So I'm not excited to go home after work.
Message deleted.
That cat's going to kill you. You have signed your death warrant in your sleep. Sleep with one eye open.
Ian, have you ever stepped on one of your cats aggressively?
No, because I'm a wonderful cat owner who always knows where
his
cats are.
How do you step on a cat?
I don't know.
Like, I feel really like
I mean, if you, like, step off your bed or something and the cat's just, like, laying on the floor, I mean, I get
my
it.
My girlfriend steps on my cats all the time, See? Actually.
And but you always say she's a bad person.
She's a terrible person. Yeah, horrible. Yeah, yeah. And even worse, cat parent.
Mm-hmm,
That guy should anticipate his favorite shirt having cat urine on it by the time he gets home. I guarantee it. Cats are smart and manipulative.
Are your cats vindictive? Like, if you don't feed them at their precise feeding time, will they pee all over your stuff?
They don't pee. They get a little sassy, though. Just they have, like, these weird just kind of, like, attitudes sometimes. And they'll pee on stuff, like, of my girlfriend's. Like, they peed all over her stuff when she first came into my life.
Well, no wonder she doesn't
they
like
think
them.
She's an evil stepmom, well, and she steps on them.
Exactly.
Well, she's stepmoms makes, get
she's gonna
bad
make them do
cray.
Laundry.
And she's a bad cook, too.
Is that what makes her an evil stepmom is because she actually steps on them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, Audrey. Now, we all know that you love the movie The Notebook, and we all know that you are from Alabama. So, question, which movie had the better love story ending? The Notebook or Sweet Home Alabama?
Oh, message deleted.
Oh, that is so hard because Reese Witherspoon.
It's a classic.
Her going from Alabama into a city. And I just love Reese Witherspoon. That, oh gosh. Oh no. Honestly, I am going to say Sweet Home Alabama because. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to say Sweet Home Alabama because. In The Notebook, What's-Her-Face totally leaves Ryan Gosling, who was great, and also leaves her fiancé, who was fine. He didn't treat her bad.
And he was rich.
Yeah.
Well, didn't treat her bad.
Very fancy car.
She just was
very
like,
fancy car.
This is who I think I was supposed to be with.
Yeah.
And
Noah built her a house, though. So you can't really say no to that.
I mean,
Sweet Home Alabama
just tenfold is just
not
better love
sad.
Story.
It's just not sad.
Sweet Home Alabama is a weird...
The Notebook is sad.
Didn't she uproot her entire career in Sweet Home Alabama just to move home?
Am I the only one that has no idea what you're talking about? What
with
is Sweet
Home
Alabama?
Alabama with Reese Witherspoon?
The only Sweet Home Alabama is this one. No, I have no idea. Which, by the way, this is a jam.
Yeah.
Screw you,
roll,
Neil Young.
Tide, roll. Yeah, just to answer this gentleman's question, Sweet Home Alabama, if you have not watched that movie... It is a good movie. You should watch it.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we actually have some news here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show that we wanted to share. We just got some really great ratings from Appleton, Wisconsin, which is one of our affiliates. And that's a big deal for us. And we just wanted
Huge.
To say thank you to everyone that listens to us. Around the country, we're fortunate enough to be on in 8 different states around the country. But, I mean, doing a radio show, speaking for myself, I mean, Mahoney and I have been doing this for coming up on 12 years now together.
Mm-hmm.
But my dream as a kid was always to do a radio show. I mean, I used to have a little karaoke machine that you plug 2 microphones into. And, you know, me and my buddy Rick would do the Scooter and Doo-Doo show for hours on end. It was what I always wanted to do. I mean, Audrey, you grew up, there's actually pictures of you as like
a child.
Toddler
yeah.
sitting in like your dad's chair because he's also in the business. Ian, I know that you've, since how old? When did you want to get into radio? What age?
The minute I recognized what a radio was, I knew that I wanted to do it.
Yeah, and Mahoney, I mean, your entire life, your whole professional life has been radio.
Yep.
And, I mean, so for us to be on in, you know, different parts of the country, it means a lot to us. And it's not something that we take lightly. And when, you know, we see ratings, it's exciting for us because it shows that people are actually enjoying the show, which it's such a huge honor for us. So if you're new to the program... Thank you for giving us a shot. And if you've been with us for nearly 12 years, thank you for sticking with us. It really, really does mean a lot. You guys are awesome.
Are we going to take a victory lap every time we get good ratings?
Yeah, I mean, it only happens like once every 4 years.
Yeah,
so
man,
might as well.
I'm hanging out. We're swimming in this.
Yeah. Yeah, we're totally good. Yeah, yeah.
So MySpace is back, kind of. An 18-year-old student.
I am so excited. I put this in print.
Wait,
yes.
Were you on MySpace at all, or was that
back in the day?
I was
of
the
course.
Queen of MySpace.
She was self-coding. She was self-coding.
She went under the name Forbidden in there, if you remember that.
She's dead.
Oh, sorry, Audrey.
Well, who is the other one? Tila Tequila.
Now a Nazi.
Is she a Nazi now?
Oh, yeah, they didn't turn out that well.
Yeah, so the only good thing to come from MySpace was Brendan Urie and Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
That's where they got their break, legitimately.
People learned how to code, too.
Yeah. So somebody's doing like they're not relaunching MySpace. They've already tried that like 4 or 5 times. There's somebody that has relaunched something called Space Hey. Yep. H-A-Y.
Oh, like.
Or no, H-E-Y, sorry.
Yep.
And it's a platform that's built to look just like the old school MySpace. Okay.
You can code. Yeah. You can go on to like pimp my profile like you did back in the day and get all of it all over again.
So you can even customize your profile with all of the glitter gifts your heart desires.
So you guys are romanticizing how awesome MySpace was. MySpace was like you would like log into somebody like Audrey's page, and if it was coded wrong, it would take 14 years, and it would destroy
your
computer.
My name as an example.
Your computer would start to smoke.
And her song
coding
was
immaculate.
Boosted.
Yeah.
So it'd blow my speakers.
No. I had mine was immaculate. I was like, I seriously am so mad that MySpace went away because I was like a coding queen. And I forgot it all. So I'm going to get on a Space Hay. And whenever you see me on Space Hay, do not expect to be in my top eight because the first thing I'm going to do is code it to where you don't see my top eight.
You know when MySpace jumped the shark is when they went from like a top eight to a top like
top
32
16 or
16. I think they topped out at 32.
32, yeah. You're like,
no,
hey.
I don't want anyone else's face on my Space Hay.
You know, I feel so bad because when I first signed up for MySpace, I was so offended and or spooked by the fact that Tom was my friend because I didn't know who Tom was. And I'm like, who is this creep in this white shirt and why is he looking at me? He's trying to have sex with me.
That's what you thought. That's the first thing you thought.
I don't know.
I was on MySpace trying to holler at the ladies. What up?
Tom still has this same picture.
Yeah, he does. Well, and you know what Tom is doing? He sold MySpace at the exact right time. Sold high. And then now he just travels around the world, and he's like an amateur photographer.
He's got a hot-ass girlfriend. He just puts them on his Instagram.
Goes to like cool-ass locations.
Good
and
for
yeah.
Tom.
Yep.
He deserves it.
And you know what? Nobody hates
life.
Him.
No.
Nobody. He was
Zuckerberg? Suck it.
Yep.
Tom? He's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Got a couple $100 million in the bank.
Just travel around the world
Most
and take pictures of your hot girlfriend's ass.
Yeah. Doing the Lord's work.
Living the dream.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
All right, as we round things out today here in Las Vegas, this is interesting. Finally, Las Vegas residents can now get alcohol delivered directly to their homes. So this has been a thing with like Total Wine. You could order stuff from Total Wine.
Yeah, a lot of the liquor stores around town have been doing that during the quarantine, which was not previously allowed.
But here's what's now changed is that third-party alcohol delivery has been approved, meaning that you can get it from things like DoorDash, Grubhub, Instacart, delivered directly to your house. And so if you wanted to, say, make an order at the grocery store because you're getting groceries and you would normally get 4 bottles of wine, you previously weren't able to do that. Now you can. And so the ordinance has passed. So this was introduced by Mayor Pro Tem Stavros Anthony, introduced the ordinance about a month ago, and said the ordinance passed. This allows businesses to deliver alcohol, beer, wine, whiskey, whatever. The ordinance is limited only to homes and offices, though, so you can't do it, which is kind of cool that you can get it to your office, but you can't get it like if you're staying at a casino.
Okay,
obviously,
yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
That creates all kinds of different problems.
Weird.
But he said it feels like it'll prevent instances of drunk driving as well. He said it keeps people off the road who might have some liquor in their system because they're going out to get more. He said really it's just another tool in the basket for people to be able to make a profit. And, of course, reps from Instacart and Albertsons and 7-Eleven, they all voice support.
Yeah, I like this idea. I think this is long overdue.
Yep.
And yeah, man, like I feel like even during the pandemic, I was talking to a friend, and the only time that he went out, it was before like beer delivery started, was to go get booze. He can get his food delivered, but he couldn't get his booze. So I think this is perfect.
It's a 6-1 vote. Any guesses who the one was?
I don't have one.
Who was
Michelle
it?
Michelle Fiore,
God,
that
worst.
Moron, voted against the ordinance because she said it would take money from liquor stores.
What?
Stores can do the same thing. They sell liquor. Like having more points of sale and being able to deliver it to people's houses by outsourcing Grubhub or Instacart or whatever.
I thought you were for capitalism and free enterprise.
No.
Isn't that what your platform is? No? Platform's stupidity? Oh, you got that one covered.
Voting on record. Yeah. She's the worst. But yeah, so good news for everyone here in the Las Vegas Valley that especially if you're like having a party or a get together or whatever and you run out of booze.
You don't even have
to
get in your car.
You don't have to get in your car.
There's no
reason. You can just app on your phone.
Uber for everything.
Let's let not Uber eat.
Dave.
Grubhub,
DoorDash, Instacart.
I canceled my Grubhub membership.
Did you? Why Grubhub? I love Grubhub.
No, I mean, not because they were doing it because I'm not ordering.
And he spent $18,000.
And they didn't even try to get.
$18,000.
They didn't even try to get me back.
They didn't?
No, they were just like, go, bitch. I was like, fine,
well,
I will.
See you later.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free.
just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.